It was like a coronation. Donald Trump had just won a straw poll of delegates by a landslide. He is the one the conservative base wants to lead the Republican Party into the presidential election of 2024. But even though he says he's made up his mind, Trump is still not announcing his decision. However, throughout the speech, Trump kept pledging that the country would soon return to what he called greatness.
I won twice and did much better the second time than I did the first, getting millions and millions of more votes than in 2016, and likewise getting more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country by far. And now we may have to do it again.
The speech was pretty much the same as the one he's been giving around the country in recent months, bemoaning the Biden presidency for undoing what he says he achieved during his 4 years in the White House. This week, however, he's injected a few sentences about Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan.
She played right into their hands because now they have an excuse to do whatever they're doing. And I will tell you, it would have never, ever happened in a million years under Trump. I can tell you that.
He tried to steal the last election.
A few days ago, former Vice President Dick Cheney released a campaign ad for his daughter Liz, warning Republicans against supporting Donald Trump. Cheney is seen as speaking for the Republican Party old guard, who may support the former president's domestic policies, but who feel Trump's attempts at subverting the last presidential election were the last straw.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump.
It was clear that Cheney had had no impact among delegates, not least because his daughter is one of two Republicans on the January 6th commission in Congress.
The thing, it's Dick Cheney.
What does that mean, though? He used to be a vice president that people supported in the Republican Party. What's changed?
Well, isn't that Liz Cheney's father?
She's the problem.
Dick Cheney was a war guy. You know, he loved the war. That's, you know, where this country made, made money. And I just wish that all of these politicians were just, they had their time. You know, they had their time to make a difference on this country. Just shut up and let Trump do what he needs to do.
As far as those here are concerned, the last presidential election was stolen. And in fact, Trump's popularity has increased in the CPAC straw poll by 10 points since the commission began its hearings. His status as a victim of an establishment conspiracy has been confirmed for those here. As far as CPAC is concerned, the Republican Party is the Trump Party now. In addition, if Trump does run in 2024, there's the expectation that the Republican establishment will rally behind him anyway, just as it did the last time. Shia Bertansi, Al Jazeera, Dallas.